Shingles is caused by the same virus that causes chickenpox. It strikes adults who've already had chickenpox, and it's painful. Not just the rashes, which can spread all over the body, the face, and legs, but the complications, the debilitating nerve pain, for which there's no effective treatment. But now there's a new vaccine, and doctors are saying even if you've had the Zostavax vaccine, which has been out since 2006, you should get the new one, because Zostavax is only 70% effective, and the older you are, the less effective it is. Over 50, it goes down to 38%. The new vaccine? Well, let's find out about it from Dr. Alex Veman. He specializes in infectious diseases at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. Dr. Veman, clarify for us. We know this is the same virus that causes chickenpox, but be clear. The very same one, it lives in your body?
Yes, that's correct. When you get chickenpox as a child, it's a respiratory virus, so you get it kind of like you would get a regular cold. And then after you have your illness, it goes into one of your nerves and lies dormant, so it goes to sleep in one of your nerves. And then when you have stress on your immune system, whether it be an illness, a chemotherapy, getting older, something else, another virus that you get, it can come out along the nerve fibers, usually in one small area of the body, and that's where you get the shingles rash.
You know, people who've had it, no, it is just excruciatingly painful. And is anyone who has had chickenpox at risk of getting shingles?
Yes, anyone who's had chickenpox is at risk. The younger population, those under 15 or 18 who received the primary chickenpox vaccine and didn't get chickenpox, those people, when they reach middle to late age, they will be protected because they never had the primary virus. But for all of us who are in our 30s and over, we're always at risk.
Okay. So tell us about the new vaccine. It's called Shingrix. The CDC is recommending it for adults over 50. Why is it so much better than the one that's been out?
One thing about it is that it is a subunit vaccine, so it's not the live virus, and it allows your T cells to maintain control of the virus for longer. The old vaccine didn't work as well in those over 70 who were really at the highest risk to get shingles. This vaccine works much better in that older population.
Well, and when you say they're more at risk, we're reading stats like in people in their 80s, half of people in their 80s will get shingles.
So there is kind of an every year increased risk for shingles. In people over 80, if you had 100 people and you gave them 10 years, about 11 of those people would develop shingles in that 10 years. Yeah. So by the time you add that to the people that are younger that are getting it, you do reach up into, you know, the higher 30, 40, 50%.
Okay, so just to clarify some of the things you've said, because I can see people doing the math or calling up their mother, the vaccine against chickenpox came out in 1995. If you don't remember, if you had chickenpox, chances are you did if you didn't have the vaccine. And as you said, that means you're a candidate for shingles and a candidate for this shot, which the CDC is now recommending. Are there downsides to that shot?
So there are a couple downsides. The vaccine is more effective, but it also causes a little bit more pain at the injection site, kind of like the tetanus shot, which we know is a very effective vaccine. So about 2 in 3 people will get pain at the site, kind of that dead arm feeling. And then about 1 in 3 will get some redness there. And then about 1 in 5 will get some swelling of the arm. Usually it lasts for about a day or 3, and then will go away. There haven't been a lot of severe reactions, unless people have had some type of allergy to the components of the vaccine. And since it's a 2-injection series where you get one and then a second one 2 months later, they looked and saw that the people getting the second shot didn't have any worse reaction than they did with the first one.
Yeah. And you can, by the way, get a prescription from your doctor and get the shots themselves at your local pharmacy. That's what Jane Brody, the great columnist in the New York Times, did. There might be a copay. You should, you know, check it out. But the costs of not doing it, talk about, again, how devastating shingles is. I mean, the cost of lost work, mental health.
Right. So shingles itself usually lasts, the pain of it usually lasts for up to a month, 2 to 4 weeks. And then there's a subset of people that will develop postherpetic neuralgia, where they have the nerve pain even though the shingles is gone, as if the shingles is still there. And that can be all the time. That can be flares at different times. And the nerve pain is very hard to treat. We know that people who had chemotherapy or people who had diabetes can get this nerve pain, and our medications that we have for that are not that effective. And the postherpetic neuralgia, that pain after the shingles, can last for months to years and can be a debilitating condition for people when we don't have great treatments for it.
Yeah. So again, consider the shots. Dr. Alex Veman, an infectious disease specialist at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, talking about the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix, which is much more effective than the previous one and recommended for all adults over 50. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you very much.